Benson Nature Group, and this is written by Val Siddiqui and Adele McGurk. Catching up on our summer activities. Hot on the heels of the successful Churchyard Festival in early June, we held a bug hunt and kick sampling event at Millbrook Mead aimed at families. The sun shone on us and we dispatched the children with butterfly nets to sweep through the meadow for bugs, transferring the catch into jars for a spell so they could be identified. We eventually beat a retreat to the chalk stream to cool off, whilst having a go at catching invertebrates from the stream bed using a net and a tray. We even caught a fish, a tiny bullhead. On a bright morning in July, around 40 people, including 15 children, turned out at Millbrook Mead Nature Reserve for the now annual Moth Breakfast, hosted by expert Mark Botham for the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology. The trap had been set up the previous evening, with the lamp attracting moths, which then spent the rest of the evening in the egg boxes inside it. 51 species, many of them different from previous years, were identified. The large poplar and green and pink elephant hawk moths obliged by allowing participants to hold and examine them. The buff tip, which mimics a twig, and the Chinese character moths, which imitates bird droppings, also sparked a lot of interest. The beautiful pale yellow swallowtail, the delicate white plume and white ermine, amongst others, demonstrated the amazing variety of shapes, size, colours and names of the moths in this email site, in this small site. Interesting discussions were also had on the merits of ragwort for pollinators and privet for moths, the food plants of various moth caterpillars and the cutting regimes for meadows and hedges to benefit moths. If you want to encourage the beautiful elephant hawk moth into your garden, then don't pull up any rose bay willow herb, their caterpillar food plant, along with fuchsias. The sausage sandwiches and cream scones were also a great hit. Our thanks to Mark for finding the time in his busy schedule. Records of the sightings will be sent to the Thames Valley Environmental Records Centre to help build their database and our understanding of the species found in our locality. The full listing can also be found under the survey tab of the Benson Nature Group website. September sees the start of our indoor programme with a talk on the degradation of our precious freshwater habitats given by Dr. Izzy Bishop of the Earthwatch Institute.